This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Shira Kutan here with me, 7:15 right now. And you may have heard that veteran journalist Said Zahari passed away yesterday at the age of 88. He was a big name in Malaysian journalism, led the strike against UMNO's takeover of Utusan in 1961, and was also a political prisoner in Singapore under Lee Kuan Yew's administration. He's also a celebrated activist and poet. So joining us today is Azif Azuddin. He's a producer with BFM's Malay Programming, who did an interview with him in 2014, right, Azif?
Yes, correct. 2 years ago.
All right, so we also...
I also have on the line Hatta Wahari, a former Utusan journalist and media freedom activist. Good morning, Hatta.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Now, I want to just begin with Azif's interview with Said Zahari, which was done 2 years ago, as if you said just now. And one of the first questions that you put to him, Azif, was on the question of why he led the strike.
Yes, he did. Perhaps pretty much the question of why he led the 1961 protest, with leading about 115 newspapermen from Utusan Melayu then.
Okay, and we can play this from the interview.
Utusan Melayu at that time knew what we were fighting for. We did not fight them as an employer of Utusan Melayu. But we fought only to defend the freedom of the press, only to defend our work as a journalist, to run the newspapers, to continue to be the voice of the people, the Malays particularly, as a whole, not the Malays who are only members of UMNO. So this is where the conflict actually started. Whereas the first Prime Minister, Tengku Abdul Rahman, wanted to make use of Utusan Melayu as the voice of UMNO, we opposed it because we don't want to be the voice of any political party, or let alone the voice of the government.
That was Said Zahari in an interview with BFM 2 years ago. Hatta, I just want to point out that this morning's Utusan Malaysia on page 6 actually runs two stories on Said Zahari. Said Zahari Nasionalis Kental, which has him pictured with Zainuddin Maidin, as well as Icon Kewatawanan Said Zahari Meninggal Dunia. How does Utusan view this legacy of the strike and what happened subsequently?
I don't know. When I was in Utusan Malaysia, I haven't seen even one picture of Said Zahari in the office. I have never seen. I don't think when Said Zahari was alive and in Malaysia, I don't think the Utusan gave a proper recognition to Said Zahari.
Do you think it's because Utusan would be ambivalent about this legacy? After all, he led the fight against UMNO's takeover, and in fact, UMNO won. And so Zainuddin Maidin, who represents UMNO in this picture, it's a curious one. Azif, what do you think is the lasting legacy? Do you think there was a real attempt to understand Zahari's contributions, or was it an attempt to bury it?
I think there was more of an attempt to bury it or even not acknowledge him as part of Utusan's history. Perhaps a footnote in Utusan's history, but not what would define the spirit of Utusan now.
Now, you also asked him about Utusan's contributions to the struggle for Malaysia's independence. What is the question that you asked him?
Yeah, so I asked him, prior to this question, he was talking about how Utusan served the purpose. He's an anti-colonialist, and Utusan served right that purpose before the independence in 1957. And that was what Utusan's purpose was. And this is Said Zahari explaining a bit more about what Utusan was in that time.
Well, as a Malay journalist, I felt that I was very lucky to be active in those years, because that was the time when the Malays' political consciousness was quite high. The Malays had demanded for independence. Not in the earlier days when they fought against the Malayan Union. It was not a fighting for independence. So after the Malayan Union first, I think the Malays had learned something new in their political life. They have known the meaning of unity or united action by the Malays to achieve more than fighting against the Malayan Union. So to some degree itself is part of the instrument to fight for independence. And the role that was played by Utusan I think, although it is no longer so today, could not be forgotten. It is historically true that Utusan did play their role at that time.
Hatta, I want to bring you in again. What and when did you were you aware of Said Zahari and his contributions to Malay journalism and Malaysian journalism in general? When did you become first aware of him?
No. When I was studying, that time is Institute of Technology of Malaysia, ITM, we have been exposed with the Said Zahari struggle to be fighting for press freedom. So basically, we are introduced to him in the lecture hall. So basically, we are doing a study about Said Zahari when I was a student, media student, and we find him a replaceable person who stand to his principles and never back out. That is never you cannot see it today. A journalist who stand with the simple and until he's passed away, I think. It is a loss to the Malaysia, mostly now, to the press freedom.
I want to ask you also. There was, of course, accusations that he was a communist, or at least broadly with the Malay left, the Haluan Kiri, and that has been demonized throughout Malaysian history. Was it difficult to recognize him because of his associations with the left, with the Parti Rakyat Singapore, and in fact, even with the question of the Communist Party of Malaya?
No, I think whenever you ask again the government, there is a lot of what they call is you put something to them that you are communist, then you are betrayer of the government, you are betrayer of the Malay community. I think it's just something that the government put to the person who struggled to have I think it's something that I think it's a media propaganda by the government side.
Asif, you too went to UITM, so did you learn about Said Zahari when you were in school?
I did. I would share Hatta Hori's experience as well when my lecturers did bring up Said Zahari and his fight for press freedom in the classroom. But I think, like Hatta Wahari, I pretty much only learned the fact that this is the sort of spirit journalists should have in fighting for press freedom. But whether that translates into practice or not is a different question entirely.
Now, what are the other questions that you put to Said Zahari when you interviewed him?
Well, one of them was also talking about how we view press freedom now, how he has viewed press freedom from when he was a journalist in the 60s and how he sees press freedom now.
I suppose people don't talk about independent struggle. We are already independent. But people don't even talk about freedom of the press. I remember at one time when journalists were fighting for their freedom, and the newspapers just didn't bother. They didn't support that struggle. To them, freedom of the press as if has no meaning. I think this is because the newspapers were already controlled by the governments or the political parties, especially political parties in power like AMNO, MCA, MIC, and so on. They are part of the government, and therefore, to them, controlling of newspapers is nothing wrong. No, nothing wrong with it. This is where the difference between journalists of then and journalists of today. I don't remember reading any, even editorial in newspapers today, talking about the freedom of the press.
Hatta, again, your responses to the current and contemporary struggle for press freedom. What do you think are the important challenges for the media community in pushing for freedom?
I think the challenges that we have today is that the press freedom is going through by the lowest. That means journalists at the ground. It's not by the editors. Malaysia now we have seen that editor never fight for press freedom at today. It is different when Said Zahari was editor in Utusan Malaysia. Then Said Zahari is the editor in chief in Utusan Malaysia. That is the highest editor in Unitas of Malaysia. But you see now that the press freedom is fought by common journalists that mean like us, who have nothing in the media organization. And you see that today press freedom is fought by mostly by online media. You've seen that Gram that is formed by media, online media, online journalists. So that is the problem with Malaysia at the moment. If you had if you go to the mainstream media, none of them is involved in press freedom. And this is I think Cesari knew about it, and that's why they keep reminding us that as a journalist, you must fight for freedom. And
that was Hatta Wahari, he's a former Utusan journalist and media freedom activist. Very interesting, because there are two generations that separate you, Azif, from Said Zahari, or at least two generations, maybe three. And you, of course, separated from Hatta Wahari, who did work with the mainstream media, came out very critical of Utusan's current practices, and that's why he, at least in his stated, he stated openly that's why he left. How do you see the question of Said Zahari's legacy? And you, as a young practicing journalist, what do you think is important for you, Azif?
I think one very important piece of conversation I had with Said Zahari in the longer interview was the question of integrity as a journalist, right? This thing of self-censorship which we carry now because of legal concerns, because of political concerns, and that's something which I think becomes a barrier when it comes to practicing journalistic integrity. We allow self-censorship we allow censorship to stop us from talking about the very important issues. And for me, the takeaway is, I think we really have to push the boundaries and ask the most important questions regardless.
You know, one of the things, Melissa, when talking about Said Zahari, is that he was a practicing journalist, not just an editor, but on the ground. His coverage of the Baling talks, I think, are really exemplary in his ability to go behind the scenes. If you read his book, his political memoirs, Dark Clouds at Dawn, I think you get a sense of how astute he was as a journalist, his ability to dig, as well as his broader political framework in which he put and arranged facts.
Well, I haven't read the book, his book, but I do think, I mean, in a nutshell, that is exactly what a good journalist is, right? The ability to see something with a critical eye, to look at the bigger picture, and to communicate that well. And I'm sure that, you know, his legacy lives on. We're going to be talking about this further at 8:35 a.m. with Syed Hussein Ali, a former senator and political activist with Parti Rakyat and then PKR. He was also a political prisoner, I think, held for about 6 years in the mid-70s.
Right. So just to recap, Utusan actually does carry some articles today commemorating his death. But Sina Harian doesn't. I had a quick scan of Sina Harian. There's no presence of Said Zahari in that paper. But the mainstream papers this morning are from The Star. Good plan, it's working. This is the Prime Minister on the front cover. The Sun has 1 MDB assets real. Again, the Prime Minister, Malaysia's name unfairly dragged through the mud by false allegations, says the Prime Minister. Malay Mail, Prime Minister says we're right on track. So the Prime Minister there, and the New Straits Times also has the Prime Minister on the front cover with sustainable, resilient. All the
sustainable, resilient. Just throw words out there. What does that mean?
So the mainstream media completely dominated by the executive this morning.
But yet on social media, I mean, Said Zahari has been trending for the past 12 hours. So I don't know whether you're actually seeing the right kind of, you know, what's on social media is not really reflected on the mainstream dailies.
Fascinating. So we'll come back at 8:30 with more discussion of Said Zahari and his legacy.
Okay. News is up next on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. 9.9, the business station.